When you say BC, that means this was at least invented at the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because before Christ starts from his time, before his time. So after, obviously nobody could have said before Christ. But after Christ they could have said that. And that was well under, that was a way of measuring time as far as the Christians went at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you know one calendar at least was in operation at that time. And the calendars go much back in history. In fact, the calendars were kept differently by the biblical analysts. And they spoke from the time of Adam as they understood. And they started counting the years from the time of Adam onwards. And that calendar is still available. In fact, if you read a book called an Atlas, you will read the Atlas published by Reader's Digest. In that Atlas, they have attempted to give that calendar in one continuous form. So that calendar is not so trustworthy because it's variable according to certain books, certain analysts. That thing happened at that time, that year, and that some, according to some others, it did not happen in that year. But still, a sort of calendar is found in the Bible. It starts from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and continues up to Yesaya, I suppose, or some prophet before. Up to Yahya, perhaps. Anybody, any specialist on the Old Testament would throw light on this subject? The last book of the Old Testament mentions some prophets. And up to the time of that prophet, a sort of vague calendar is kept in the Bible. Now, that is as far as the religion goes. But as far as the non-religious world is concerned, we know calendars were kept by the pharaohs, and they were kept very accurately by them. And also we know that calendars were kept by the Romans, and they were also very particular and meticulous about how they kept their calendars. So they were kept in China, the oldest dynasty of the civilized government which we find anywhere in the world is in China. Because although we know that previous governments have appeared here in the known world, in the Middle East as well, but as far as the records go, Chinese kept their records very meticulously. And we know that they have the oldest culture, and the calendar was also kept there. So calendars were kept in the Persian dynasties, and they are also very old, many thousand years backwards, back from us, looking back at them. So calendars are of so many types, and a sort of calendar is also kept by Vedas. If you read the Hindu literature, you will find that they have also kept a sort of calendar. And according to them, Veda was created one sankh year before, for instance. And you know what one sankh means? Huh? No. One sankh is beyond the known description of any figure in the modern world. Billion and trillion, and then what do you say in English? No, there is something, huh? Nothing beyond trillion. So you can say trillion, trillion. That sank is something like that. And they say Veda was revealed Sankh or Padam, I don't exactly remember. Is it Padam? Padam. Padam. Padam is the biggest, largest number. So that Padam, they say it was a Padam or some Padam years ago that Veda was created or revealed to mankind. So they trace back their history to that sort of imaginary calendar as well. But also they talk of in calendar terms about their real life as well, about their wars of Bharat and about the important incidents in the time of Rama, earlier than Krishna. I mean, they all speak of various things, various years, and sort of keep count of them.